Why this works.
A vinaigrette is the easiest French sauce to make and one of the hardest to make well. The recipe is mostly a ratio, 3 parts oil to 1 part vinegar plus salt, and almost every variable that affects taste is hidden inside the technique, not the list. The technique builds an emulsion. Oil and vinegar do not naturally mix. Left alone, they will separate within minutes. What holds them together long enough to coat a leaf is a combination of 3 things. Salt, dissolved in the vinegar, lowers the surface tension. Dijon mustard, whose proteins act as an emulsifier, gripping both fat and water. And the mechanical energy of the whisk, which shatters the oil into droplets fine enough to stay suspended. The 3-to-1 ratio is itself an old French heuristic, not a law. With a sharp vinegar, sherry, red wine, 3-to-1 keeps the acid pleasant but present. With a softer vinegar, cider, rice, you can push to 2-to-1. With a fierce one, balsamic, citrus, you sometimes want 4-to-1. Treat the ratio as a starting point, and the pH of your specific vinegar as the real variable. Salt does double duty here. It seasons the dressing, but more importantly, it dissolves into the vinegar before the oil arrives. Salt that gets added at the end sits on top of the oil and tastes harsh. Salt that dissolves into the vinegar early ends up inside the emulsion, distributed evenly across every drop. Common mistakes: dumping the oil in all at once. Target: oil drizzled drop by drop initially, building to a thin stream as the emulsion sets. Continuous whisking throughout. Why it matters? Bulk oil doesn't get broken into small enough droplets. Mustard proteins can't grip them. Dressing separates immediately. The slow drizzle is the only way to build a stable emulsion by hand. What to do? Pour from a squeeze bottle or measuring cup with a thin spout. Drop, drop, drop. Thin stream as you see emulsion building. Cloudy, thickening. Workarounds? Broke? Start over in a clean bowl with fresh mustard plus vinegar. Drizzle the broken vinaigrette in slowly as your oil. Skipping the mustard. Target: 5 grams Dijon mustard per 240 milliliters dressing. Even a tiny amount stabilizes. Why it matters? Mustard proteins are the emulsifier. Without them, vinaigrette separates within 1 minute. The amount can be small, no mustard flavor, but the protein is essential for any holding. What to do? Whisk mustard into vinegar before oil. Even 1/4 teaspoon does the job invisibly. Workarounds: allergic to mustard, egg yolk small amount is the next best emulsifier. Raw garlic paste also has some emulsifying ability. Salt added after the oil. Target: salt dissolved in vinegar before any oil touches. Why it matters? Salt only dissolves in water-based liquids, not oil. After oil is in, salt crystals float and refuse to incorporate. You taste them as grit, and the dressing tastes flat. Pre-dissolution equals even distribution. What to do? Vinegar in bowl, salt, whisk 10 seconds, mustard, oil last. Workarounds forgot? Dissolve salt in 1 teaspoon warm water, whisk into dressing. Slightly dilutes but fixes the grit. Tasting straight from the spoon. Target: taste on a leaf or piece of bread, never directly off the spoon. Why it matters? Fat coats your tongue without anything to lift it. Neat vinaigrette tastes sweeter and heavier than it does on food. You'll overbalance toward acid based on spoon tasting. Then it'll taste sharp on the salad. What to do? Dip a single leaf, taste. Adjust based on that. Workarounds: no leaves available, a small piece of plain bread is acceptable proxy. Overdressing the salad. Target: thin coating on leaves, about 1 tablespoon per cup of greens. Why it matters? Overdressed greens wilt within minutes. The vinaigrette is concentrated. A little goes far. Better to start light and add than to recover wilted lettuce. What to do? Pour, toss thoroughly with hands or salad servers, taste, add more if needed. Workarounds: already overdressed. Add fresh dry leaves to absorb excess. Toss again. What to look for? Cloudy pale gold. A successfully emulsified vinaigrette looks slightly opaque, like very thin honey. Translucent, water-thin liquid means it hasn't emulsified yet. A faint ribbon when you lift the whisk. Briefly. It will fall back into the bowl in seconds, but during the lift you should see a thread. No oil layer floating on top. If oil pools on the surface within 30 seconds, the emulsion is broken. Whisk again. A clinging coat on a leaf. Dip 1 leaf, lift it. The dressing should leave a thin, even film, not pool at the rib. If you build a salad with umami-rich elements, parmesan, anchovy, soy, miso, mushroom, a slightly less acidic vinaigrette will serve better. The savory amino acids already supply some of the structural job that acid does on its own. Drop to a 4-to-1 ratio. Substitutions: Dijon, whole grain mustard, or a tiny pinch of honey. Whole grain keeps the structure. Honey skips the emulsifier, but adds a softening sweetness for fruit-forward salads. Red wine vinegar, sherry, balsamic, or lemon juice. Each shifts the personality, sharper, sweeter, brighter, without breaking the 3-to-1 oil-acid ratio. Neutral oil, extra virgin olive oil at 100%. Bigger flavor, pair only with assertive ingredients, anchovy, garlic, blue cheese, that can hold their own. Shallot, garlic clove crushed to a paste with salt. Sharper, more rustic. Skip if the salad already has raw onion. Make ahead in storage. Vinaigrette holds well. Refrigerate in a sealed jar for up to 1 week. Bring to room temperature and reshake before serving. The oil firms cold and pours unevenly. Mustard-based vinaigrettes hold the emulsion best. Versions without mustard separate within minutes. Rewhisk or shake at plating time. Don't add fresh herbs until service. Chopped herbs in the jar discolor and turn bitter overnight. Garlic-forward vinaigrettes lose their edge after 48 hours. Make those fresh. Keep the plain version on hand for daily use. Chef's view. There are several views on how a vinaigrette should be made. The classical French school, whisks in a bowl. A faster school, shakes in a jar. A third, Jacques Pepin's preferred technique, drizzles oil into a blender while it runs. They all produce emulsions. They produce different emulsions. Whisk, for the small batch dressing you're going to use in the next 10 minutes. The fine bubbles broken in by hand give it a lighter mouthfeel. Shake in a jar for batches that need to live in the fridge for a week. The larger droplets the shake produces hold up better through cold storage. Blender only for thick, creamy vinaigrettes that need a tight emulsion. Caesar, Green Goddess. The thing that matters most is not the equipment. It is the order. Salt into vinegar first, mustard second, oil slowly third.